Amen. Amen. How many of y'all glad to be saved?
Amen.
How many rather be saved be a Baptist?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not sure all of you raised your hand there, you know. Amen. But it is good to be saved, and it's not too bad to be a Baptist. Ain't that right?
Amen.
The right kind of them, amen. But the Lord's good, and I appreciate Him tonight and appreciate the Lord allowing us to be here tonight. And I've been looking forward to it since Brother Kenneth asked me to come. And I'm honored to be here. First time I've been here in a long time. But I sure appreciate you putting the air conditioning in. Amen. Man, I was kind of dreading it, but I appreciate this good air conditioning. Somebody said they'd like to go back to the old ways. Not me, brother. Lord have mercy. I don't care about that, you know, that kind we had back then when you had the fans and all that stuff and still couldn't get the cool off. Amen. But I'm glad God gives some people the ability to come up with some air conditioning. And that's a blessing, isn't it? Amen. So I hope you'll pray for me tonight that the Lord will help me. I've got a desire to help God's people, and I really want to. And I believe they need help. Don't you believe they do? And the only thing about it is, He's the only one who can help us. But He can help us if we want Him to, and we'll let Him. And I heard not long ago, and I'll read scripture in a minute, somebody bring me a watch up here, and while I'm talking, I don't want to preach it over 2 hours. Amen. Somebody bring me a watch right quick, you know. I'll lay it up here. Little boy asked his grandma, you know, when he's going to church, and the preacher, you know, they rung a bell, and she said, what? That little boy said, what's that mean? And she said, that means it's time to start church. And then he stood up to go to Sunday school, and he said, what's that mean? She said, going to Sunday school classes. Come back out for the worship service, and the preacher took his watch off and laid it down, and he said, what's that mean? She said, absolutely nothing. So I guess that's the way it is, you know. Amen. Especially if Charles Lewis is preaching, that don't mean nothing. Amen. Well, I need you to pray for me. I've had asthma for several years. And sometimes I get bronchitis with it, and I've had pneumonia twice this spring. Had double pneumonia back in March, and then about a month ago had it in one lung again. Wound up in the hospital both times. And a doctor told me to take it easy. That's what he said, take it easy. But it's hard sometimes to take it easy. Amen. Really is. Sometimes I'd like to be one of them talking preachers. Just talks, you know. Well, wouldn't you sometimes? A little bit. But anyway, I said that to say that I need you to pray. You know, I need you to help me tonight. And one way you can help me is to pray for me. And another way you can help me is to back me up. Say amen. Ain't that right? And you know what? I mean, that amen, that's the family's word. That belongs to the family. And hallelujah and glory to God. Ain't that right? I mean, you know, the world, that's not their word. Language, that's theirs. And so you pray for me tonight, and like I said, say amen. And I'm like Charles Worthy, and of course I'm sure you've heard him say it, that you know he can't amen himself. It just takes longer to get done. Ain't that right? So you open your Bible tonight to the book of Luke, to chapter number 24, and I'll begin reading verse number 1. Luke chapter 24, verse number 1. And you stand while we read the Word of God tonight. Luke chapter 24, verse number 1. The Bible said, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Ain't that good? And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed, about, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Now listen to these next two or three verses. And they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them which told these things unto the apostles. Now this verse 11 and 12. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, and behold, the linen clothes lay by themselves, and departed wondering in himself at that which had come to pass. You can be seated tonight. Now I'll stop there at verse number 12. And I want to get a text tonight out of verse number 6 and verse number 8. For the Bible said, he is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Verse number 8. And they remembered his words. Now, I want to preach tonight from these verses I've read on this subject tonight. Remember what he said. Remember what he said. Now, I read these last two or three verses here, and the Bible said they seemed as idle tales. And they didn't believe what they were told. Ain't that right? And sometimes we forget what he said. And we get in trouble a lot of times when we forget what he has to say. Amen. And I'm thinking, you know, if you can have a camp meeting in these days that will help us all remember what he said, it'll be well worth the time. So many times we forget what he said. One or two things took place in this scripture. Either the disciples didn't believe what he said, or they had forgot what he said, one or the other. Amen. And tonight, if we can just remember what he said, and I'll point out some things tonight he said that I hope will be a blessing to us tonight from the Word of God. But I'll just say this beginning tonight, why we need to remember that he did say, without me you can do nothing. I think we forgot that. Amen. In fact, I think we've come to the time, generally speaking, that we'll do it whether he's around or not. Say amen out there. But the thing about it is, we need to remember that we can't do anything without him. Without me, you can do nothing. That's what he said. And we need to remember that. Amen. And we need to believe that. And we need to trust him to do what needs to be done that we can't do. Amen. Now, it kind of went quiet when I said that. But we just can't do it without him. If you have a camp meeting around here, it'll take him. I mean, he'll have to come by and manifest himself, amen, and do that we cannot do, amen. And the thing about this tonight, when we remember that he did say, without me you can do nothing. I mean, that means nothing, amen. That means we can't do nothing without him, amen. Could I say you can't sing without him, and you can't preach without him, and you can't pray without him, and you can't testify without him, and you can't worship without him. In fact, you can't do nothing without him, amen. And we need to remember that. He'll help us, amen. Ain't that right? Well, let me just say a word about verse number 1. It said they came bringing the spices which they had prepared. That jumped at me the other day, and I'm not going to preach on that tonight. I might preach on tomorrow night. I don't know. But they brought what they prepared. I guess the reason the disciples wasn't there is because they hadn't prepared anything. Sometimes people come to church, and they ain't prepared nothing. They don't have their life prepared. They don't have their heart prepared. They don't have their spirit prepared. Amen. And they're not in fellowship with God, and they're not right with God a lot of times, and they're not prepared to worship God when they get there, amen. Amen. Say amen, that's all right. But if we just get prepared, why, he'd do the rest of it, ain't that right? Amen. But let me say, first of all tonight, we need to remember what he said about dying. In fact, if we're in the church tonight, and there's a communion table up there, it would say, this do in remembrance of him. Is that right? And Paul said in Corinthians that when we do that, that we remember him, or we do show forth his death and his resurrection until he comes. That bread's a type of his body, and that wine's a type of his blood. And we ought to remember that he did say that he was going to die. It seemed like the disciples could never get a hold of that. But he said time and time again, I read it here tonight, where he told them he was going to be delivered in the hands of sinful man and be crucified. And the third day, get up again. Isn't that right? But it seemed like they couldn't believe that. They wanted to be the king. They wanted to set him up as king. But he didn't come to live. He came to die. In fact, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll build it again. Amen. Do you know what they done when they scourged him? When they done all they could do to him? They was trying to destroy the temple. They were doing their best to get rid of the temple. Amen. He's that temple. It was his body he was talking about. It wasn't that building in Jerusalem. He said, destroy this body, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. But they had forgot that, or they didn't believe that one or the other. Amen. I mean, different times he'd say, my hour's not yet come. Ain't that right? And he said, for this cause came I in the world. And when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration and Moses and Elijah appeared, they talked about him a dying. They talked about his decease. Amen. They got together up there and talked about him a dying. And then when that woman anointed him that oil, he said, why, you've come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. He talked about dying, but they couldn't get a hold of it. Thank God he did die, amen. Oh, I'm glad he died for me. Aren't you glad for that tonight, amen? I say, bless his name. Hallelujah. I'd be in hell tonight if he hadn't took my place and become my substitute and paid my sin debt, amen, and set me free by his grace and by his blood, amen. We need to remember what he said about dying. Amen. Ain't that right? And then we need to remember what he said about the resurrection. You know what he said? Let me show you something. He said, I've got power to lay my life down. I've got power to take it up again. Do you know what? Look up here. They couldn't kill him. They done everything they could do to kill him, but they couldn't kill him. I mean, under God, most men died at the scourging block. And they done everything in the world and made him carry that cross till Simon got a hold of it. But they couldn't kill him. They nailed him to that old rugged cross and treated him like an animal or worse than that. But he's still alive, amen. Amen. I'm talking about we need to remember that. Ain't that right? And so that evening, sometime that evening, maybe about 3 o'clock, why? He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Father, it's finished. Glory to God, Kenneth. And then he done, and then he said, I'm going to lay my life down. They couldn't take it from him. Did you know what tonight, and they sent me the other day, you can't kill a resurrection. You can't get rid of him. He won't die. Glory to God. I'm glad he won't die, brother. But Jesus did say, I've got power to lay it down. And after they'd done, all they could do to him, he laid his life down. Glory to God. Amen. They done everything under heaven to get rid of him. But they couldn't get rid of him. He's still God. He's still alive. Amen. Oh, he couldn't die till the appointed minute took place. I mean, you said, this is my hour. He couldn't die till his hour got there. Glory to God. Ain't that right? But he said, I got power to lay my life down. And then he said, I've got power to take it up again. I want to talk about what he said about his resurrection. He said when he got up, I'm he that was dead. I was dead. He did die. They said he fainted, but he died. He gave up the ghost. He died. But he got up again. Hallelujah. Do you know what? They couldn't kill him, but they couldn't hold him either. after he laid his life down, they couldn't keep him down. Boy, let me say this tonight. If he decides to come by one night and visit with you, you can't keep him out. Oh, God, he'll just come walking by. And by God, he'll set up housekeeping and do what needs to be done while he's here. Amen. Glory to God. But he come back that Sunday morning, right before these women got to her. And the stone was still at the sepulcher, but he didn't need it moved to get out. But while his, listen to me, while his body's in that grave, the resurrection's down in paradise. Tell them guys, I just got the debt paid. Amen. Y'all are down here on the credit. But I paid the debt. And won't be long till you'll be getting out of here. Glory to God. Amen. He said, I'm he that was dead, and I'm alive forevermore. Oh, we need to remember that. We're not worshiping a Savior on a cross or somewhere in a tomb. But he's alive tonight. Hallelujah. He did die, but he got up, glory to God. And he ever lives to make intercession for the saints of God. And he won't never die again. Whoopee. That ought to make a Methodist shout. Little old a Baptist, amen. Aren't you glad he's alive? Wouldn't be no use for us to be here tonight if he wasn't alive. Paul said, if Christ be not risen, he said, our faith vain, our preaching vain. Amen. And he said, those that have died have perished. But I come tonight to tell you that my preaching's not vain, and my faith's not vain. And my young'uns just died. And my mom and daddy just died. They're not perished, Kenneth. They're at home with God tonight because he lives. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's alive tonight. Oh, God, I'm glad he got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Whoopee. Hallelujah. He's alive. Oh, God, we ain't a serving somebody that didn't have any power. But he said, I got power to let down. And he come back by that tomb and took it up. And they couldn't hold him. And he's been up ever since, walking around. Let me show you something right here. As far as I know, now listen to me. As far as I know, them disciples are at home or they're gone somewhere. You ought to be careful when you get down on women too much. Hey, man, because these women was the one come to the sepulcher. They wasn't afraid of the dark. And they wasn't afraid of the soldiers. But you couldn't find one of them disciples. They had to be bad to say, man, I tell you. Ain't that right? But you know what? If them disciples, don't you get this right here? If them disciples had believed what he said and remembered what he said, Kenneth, they could have been at the sepulcher looking at their watch. So it's about time for him to get up. Oh, God, if we'd remember what he said and we'd believe what he said, there'd be a lot of things take place in our life. But we're afraid of the devil and afraid of everything else, brother. But he's got all power. They could bend down our Kenneth facing those soldiers. I said, we're not afraid of y'all. That's our Lord that you killed. He's our master. And he did tell us that he's going to get up. He wasn't going to stay dead. In fact, they could have been down there saying, is that something rumbling in there here? And about that time he stepped out and said, I'm here. I was dead, but I'm alive. Glory to God. We need to remember what he said about his death. We need to remember what he said about his resurrection. Amen. Amen. Too many times we forget it. You want to prove that to you? How often do you have the Lord's Supper? Amen. Boy, it's really quiet, ain't it? Every quarter, every 6 months, every year. He said as oft. Boy, it's quiet, ain't it? As oft. We must be Baptists. We must be about like them disciples. We're to be having Lord's Supper every once in a while and running the aisles. Saying he died. But he got up. Hallelujah. and he ever lives to make intercession for the saints of God. Amen. Say amen to her. We need to remember that, and we oughtn't to forget what he done for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And then let me say, next of all, we need to remember what he said about the Spirit. He said, if I go away, and he did, he said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. Glory to God. You know what he really said? I thank so much y'all till I don't want to leave you. In fact, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to pray to my Father that he'll send you somebody like I am. Somebody to abide with you forever. Somebody to walk alongside of you and help you. Oh, I'm glad tonight that he ever lives to make intercession for us. But I'm glad the Spirit of God intercedes for us. When we don't know what to say, he prays for us with groans that can't be uttered. But he said, I'm going to pray the Father that he'll send you somebody else. Glory to God. Somebody help you. Somebody be with you. Somebody give you power. Amen. We're not supposed to be operating on the flesh and Baptist power. We're supposed to be operating on Holy Ghost power. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here, and he's here and available for whoever wants him. You can have him if you want him. You can get fun of him if you want him. Amen. Ain't that right? But aren't you glad he didn't leave us when he left out of here? He didn't leave us by ourselves. Great God, what a mess we would be in to be in this world like it is without the Holy Ghost. Most of us don't know what to do most of the time as it is. But if we didn't have the Holy Ghost inside of us, we sure would be messed up. Ain't that right? But he's here to lead us and teach us and instruct us and comfort us and abide with us forever. My mom and daddy left me, and my son and my daughter left me, and a whole lot of my friends left me. But there's one moved inside. Said, I ain't going to move out. I ain't going to leave till you leave. I'll be here as long as you're here. Boy, I preached a while back at a woman's funeral, and she's 100 years old. And I preached on this subject, who lived in this old house. Amen. But I came down to the last point, and I talked about the Holy Ghost living in there. Her husband had died, and her son, two of their sons had died, and her daughter died. But the Lord said to her, as long as you stay in this old house, I'm going to stay in here with you. Glory to God. And when you move out, I'm going with you. You can't get rid of him. Amen. I told my wife after we got married, and we had one of them little arguments, you know, I said, when you get ready to leave me, you just pack my suitcase because I'm going with you. And she figured out if I was going with her, wasn't no use her going and the packing those suitcases. When the Holy Ghost moves in, let me say something tonight. Everybody saved got the Holy Ghost. Everybody. Don't matter what denomination they are, everybody got washed in the blood, saved by his grace, has the Holy Ghost inside of them. Glory to God. Ain't that right? Whoopee. Kind of like that poor old woman over in England. And you know, she talked about the Lord and bragged on the Lord. And every once in a while, the Queen of England come visit with her. So one day a lady said to her, ma'am, I want to ask you a question. She said, what's that? She said, I want to ask you, who's your most wanted guest? And she thought a minute. She said, well, I guess the Queen of England. And that woman said, that surprises me. The way you talk about that man called Jesus, I'd have thought you'd have said, he's your most wanted guest. She said, oh, but you don't understand. He's not a guest. He moved in and set up housekeeping and ain't never gone nowhere. I'm glad tonight the Holy Ghost lives inside those that are saved by the grace of God. It ain't too bad to be saved. It ain't too bad to have God living inside of you in the person of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of it tonight. It takes the Holy Ghost to get the job done. Boy, I like it when he comes by, don't you? I like it when he shows up. and begins to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. Amen. I just kind of like it, don't you? Amen. I mean, listen, I'm glad he's in charge. I'm glad he's the one that's doing the leading and the one that's doing the guiding and the directing. Amen. Amen. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Ain't that right? Now listen to me. The Bible did say, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if he ain't in you, ain't got no hope. But if he's in you, don't matter how old you are, how young you are, how bad you feel, ain't got money or got money or whatever, if you're saved, he's inside of you. And he won't leave you. Glory to God. Did you know, boy, I need to say this right here before I move on. Did you know tonight the Lord and the person of the Holy Ghost is sitting on death row tonight? Boy, I don't want to kill this, but it really is. Them guys that got saved after they committed those crimes and a sentence done passed, going to be put to death. Why, sure he is. If he's not, then he might just pack up and leave you. Because some of us, about as sorry as they are, say amen out there. Ain't that right? If he looked for somebody to stay in that done everything right and never did mess up, he sure wouldn't hang around where we're at. But he stays around where we're at and stays inside of us, in spite of us, and does it because he's God and because he loves us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't that right? And then let me say right hurriedly, we need to remember what he said about the work of the church. But I need to say this right quick. He said, it's my church. Y'all ought to be careful how you preach the church. You preachers ought to be careful how you preach to the church. You're talking about his bride, talking to his bride. You might upset him. Amen. Say amen, that boy got caught in, didn't he? You start talking about my wife and I'll come looking you up. Amen. And if you're a man, you would too. Ain't that right? And so the church is his bride. Or, in fact, Jesus said to Peter, and that cussing Baptist, said to him three times, I don't know if you love me. If you don't love me, I don't want you preaching to my young'uns. And trying to instruct my young'uns. Ain't that right? So he said, now listen, it's his church. But he did say, greater works than these that I've done because I go to my Father. Amen. We couldn't feel what we're feeling around here tonight. If the Lord is still on earth, unless he's here. But if he was here, somebody else would be without him. But he's everywhere tonight that his names are being lifted up. And the Holy Ghost got one job primarily, and that's lifting the Lord up. Jesus said when he's come, he won't speak of himself. He'll talk about me. And you know what? When Jesus came, he didn't come to make a name for himself. He talked about the Father. But when the Holy Ghost come, he didn't come to talk about himself. He come to talk about Jesus. Anything the Holy Ghost's in, it'll magnify the Lamb of God. It'll lift him up. And if it don't do that, the Holy Ghost ain't in it. Glory to God. But he did say greater works, greater works. Now, we ain't raising no, you know, I mean, we're not physically raising any people from the dead. But the church is, through the power of the Holy Ghost, is raising some of them spiritually dead. And that's greater. All around the world. They're getting saved everywhere, around the world, because the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Greater works. Greater. Greater works than I've done because I go to my Father. Some of y'all ought to preach on that sometime. On greater. Greater. Greater works. Lord God, think about what all he done. But he did say, and we need to remember that, that greater works. Boy, some of y'all look at me strange now. Greater works than these that I've done shall you do. We've got the Holy Ghost here, and he's as much God as God is, and he's as much God as Jesus was. You think about God living inside these. Hey, no wonder Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now the action of the power be of God and not of us. You think about God loving no rotten, no down stinking sinner and saving by his grace and then moving inside, setting up housekeeping. That's a pretty good God. Hallelujah. Ain't that right? But then we need to remember what he said about how we can get to God. He said, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. I want to show you something. Stand up here, brother. Lay your Bible down there. Kenneth, get up. Brother Kenneth, Preacher Kenneth. Now you see, I want to show you something. These guys, just stay right back there. These guys can't touch each other now.
Right.
They're too far apart. But if I can get Kenneth to scoot over a little, so that's a plenty. And a little bit, there you go. They still can't hardly touch each other. But if he'll move about a foot further, and he'll move a little closer, then they can shake hands.
Amen.
But if they'll move a little closer, yeah, they can hug necks.
Amen.
You can be seated.
Amen.
You can be seated to thank for the sovereign God,
yeah,
a holy God, would like to get close to me.
Amen.
And says to me, Brother Kenneth, if you'll scoot over, I will. I'd like to get close to you. I'd like to be able to touch you. I'd like to be able to slip my arm around you and tell you I love you. In fact, I just want to be where you're at. I want to be close to you. Hey, we need to remember that. If we'll scoot over, God will. If we'll draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to us. That's what count means for, is to get us close to God. Amen. Ain't that right? We're not town camp meeting to try to edify anybody but the Lord or make a name for anybody but Him. But we need to come together in camp meeting to lift Him up so we can get close to Him. So we can go out of here in a week or two on fire for God and things are turning upside down for the glory of God. Ain't that right? Amen. And then let me say nothing on that and I'll soon be finished. I mean, listen, it ain't but 8:05. Man, I got another hour and a half yet. I mean, listen to me. Isn't the Lord good? And then He did say, none of that, but He did say, talking about our sin, and we do sin. But He said if we'll confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But to him, what hinges on that is if we'll confess. I can't hardly find anybody there's anything wrong with. Amen. I can't hardly find anybody that's sinned. But, they say, Preacher, I ain't done nothing. I've been telling them that's sin. It's a sin not to do anything. To him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it's sin. That's what the Bible said. But He did say, if we'd confess our sins, that He's faithful. You can count on it. Boy, I've been thinking about this lately. When we sin and mess up, and we do, and we get that condemnation on our soul, amen, because we've sinned and we break fellowship with Him. But what if He wouldn't forgive us? What if we had to stay like that as long as we live in this world? But, oh, Lord, you can come 2 or 3 times a day or 6 or 100 if you want to, and you say, Lord, I've messed up again. I want you to forgive me. And the thing about it is, He don't even get angry. He don't get mad at you. He just sitting there on the throne of pleading our case before God. Amen. And He wants to forgive our sin and fellowship with us and love us if we just ask Him. You know what? All we have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned. I hear people come to the altar and say, Lord, if I have sinned, might as well stay in your seat. You ain't to get nowhere. Amen. But you just need to come clean. Say, Lord, I have sinned. And you know I've sinned. And I want to ask you to forgive me my sin. Lord God, we're about to eat up with it. Say amen out there. Yeah, we saved, but His grace washed in His blood, kept His power, going to heaven. But we got these old bodies to live in. And Lord God, they ain't never got changed. And they're as lost as they ever was. And man, it drags you down. Drags you down. Makes you say things and do things. And act like you oughtn't act. I was in a revival over in Church Hill, Tennessee about a month ago. And one night, giving an altar call, about everybody there come to the altar. And after I got through praying, man, they stayed around the altar, hugged each other in fellowship. Went back the next night, and the preacher is on cloud 9. I thought, man, somebody must have got saved last night. He said, Preacher, guess what happened last night at that altar? And I said, what? He said, there's a 20-year grudge you got fixed last night at that altar. Ain't no wonder he's a shouting, a praising the Lord. Amen? All you have to do is just say, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me and ask God to forgive you. Let me show you this. Boy, I just have to think about this. But years ago, at my home church up in Elk Valley, up in Avery County, they was having a revival. And on Saturday night, the evangelist said to the pastor, he said, Brother Jones, he said, I don't have no message tonight. He said, God hadn't given me one. Have you got one? And the preacher lied to him, the pastor did, and said, I don't have one. And the service is coming to a close. And my mama stood up and she said, I need to say something. She said, in the beginning of this service, God asked me to raise my hand and wave it, but I wouldn't do it. And now I want to ask y'all to forgive me. Now I'm going to that altar and ask God to forgive me. That's sin. And she looked straight at the preacher and she said, yeah, and some of the rest of you need to go with me, the pastor. And he got up and went with her. And when they got up from praying, the preachers, the pastor said, I need to say something. In the beginning of the service, evangelist asked me, after he let him get up there and struggle about 45 minutes and get nothing done. He said, the evangelist asked me if I had a message, and I told him no, but I lied to him. God had given me the message, and I want to ask his church to forgive me. I've been in that altar and asked God to forgive me. Now I want to ask the church to forgive me. And to come back Sunday morning, 10 got saved. You wouldn't think that don't mean much, would it? But it means the Holy Law when the Holy Ghost said, do it. Glory to God. Ain't that right? And so he said, if we'll confess our sins, that he's faithful and just to forgive us. And then he said, the wages of sin's death, but the gift of God's eternal life. And then he talks about if we sin and we don't walk like he wants us to walk, that he'll chasten us. Boys, you're getting caught now. You know what? My daddy never whooped my neighbor's young'uns one time. Not one time. Man, it don't matter how much I thought they needed it. And more than I needed it. But he never whooped them one time. But it didn't bother him to take me to the shed. Amen. And the thing about it is, God don't fool with the devil's young'uns. And he don't whoop them, but he chastens his own young'uns. That's one way I know I'm saved. I can't get by with anything. Glory to God. Ain't that right? But let me say tonight, listen to me. Let me say not only that, but we need to remember what he said about gathering at church. He said, where two or three are gathered together, he said, I'll be there in the midst. Ain't that right? Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Anybody come to his name tonight? Man, there are a lot of hands raised. Well, he must be around because he can't lie. And he said, if just two or three will come together in my name, he said, I'll show up. Glory to God. I'm glad he's around, Brother Kenneth. I'm glad he done come by in spite of everybody's here. Amen. Did you know what? He can do more in about a minute than we can ever do. But then we need to remember now. Close of this, but we need to remember what he said about his coming back. Glory to God. He said, if I go away, I'll prepare a place for you. But he said, I will come back again. Just any day now. Man, this whole system set up for the rapture. I mean, our governments are playing a big part in it. Getting this thing, one world government, one world money, one world church, getting it all set up for the Antichrist. But we're subject to leave just any day now, just any minute now. Glory to God. Amen. Ain't that right? He did say, and we need to remember it, if I go away, I will come again. And I preached a message years ago when he was born on time, he died on time. He was buried on time. He got up on time. He left on time. He'll be back on time. Glory to God. I think most of us has forgot that he did say, I'll be back. I'll be back. My son sings that song, I'll be back. I'll be back. Did you know what Jesus said? I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. One of these days, have y'all ever noticed lately that the skies have been so different? Looks so different, sometimes the most beautiful thing I've ever saw in my life. But one of these days, there's going to be a rumbling up yonder. And he'll step on a cloud, and he'll come down a little ways, and he'll say to the church, Phyllis, you come up here. And he's going to ask another woman in this church to come up here. But I'm going to ask my bride to come up here. You hearing what I'm saying? Come up here. Come up here. Come up here. Come up here. Did you know what? I knew her name. And she knew my voice. And she knew what I said. And I invited her to come up here and stand beside me. Kenneth, one of these days. Oh yeah. One of these days. Hey, look up here. I ain't never seen him. I've been preaching about somebody I've never seen. Amen. I've never seen him. But just stand right there. But one of these days, I'll come through the clouds and I'll be looking at him. I'll have my eyes focused on him. And when I see them moves in his hand, I'll say, that's him. That's him. That's him. Glory to God. Amen. He's coming just any day now to get the church, hallelujah, and take us up yonder to build him where we can praise him and give him glory and honor and praise while the ages roll by. Remember what he said. And they remembered his words. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time remembering stuff. The older I get, the worse it is. Amen. Can't hardly remember much. But there's some things, Brother Kenneth, I don't want to forget. There's some things he said that I don't want to forget. I want to run it over and over and over in my mind, my heart. Keep on remembering that he did say, I'll be back. I'll be back. Man, my daddy used to go off to work when I was a little old boy and raised on the farm. He had old truck, and that thing just wore out, really. But on Friday evening, I'd hear that thing coming up the road, and it'd be a rattling. And I'd say, oh, that's your daddy coming. And I'd run down the road to meet him and jump up on that running board, and we'd fellowship to the house. One of these days, I'm going to hear him say, great God, amen, amen. And he's going to come, and I'm going to meet him in the sky. And we'll fellowship the rest of the way to the house. And we'll be home, thank God. And rid this world of flesh and the devil. And have it made. Hallelujah. I tell folk, ain't too bad to be saved. Ain't too bad to be washed in the blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say, bless his name. Bless his name. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The song said, listen to this. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sins, and I was wretched and poor, lost and lonely within. But with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, he took me under his wing. Oh, yes, sing it. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His precious blood has cleansed every stain. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Y'all believe that? He made me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 Let's stand up singing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His precious blood has cleansed every stain. And I, who was wretched, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Listen to this. Right now. Right now. Listen to this. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Now sing it like you're saved. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. And poor now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Oh, yes. Some of you need to come to the altar. Come on right quick. Come on. Come on. Oh, you're his child. He just wants you to get close to him. Come on tonight. Yeah. Yeah, man. Come on, Holly, speaking. Sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. I want you to look this way for just a minute. Man, we're going to sing another verse. But I talked to you a while ago about Jesus said if we were drawn out of God, he would draw out of us. I wonder if you'd like to make that first move tonight and get to this altar and say, I need to be close to him. I'm not where I need to be with him. But you know what, tonight, if you'll make that move, he'll make the next one. He wants to get close to you tonight. He wants to send a real moving and a real camp meeting that'll change lives for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Just obey him right quick while we sing another verse. Come on, sing it. Yeah. Come on, right quick while he's speaking to you. Yeah. Amen. Come on, right quick. Don't be ashamed of him. Scoot up close to him tonight. Yeah. Amen. Now let's sing it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His precious blood has cleansed every stain, and I, who was wretched. Some more of you need to come. Come on, right quick. Going to have camp meeting, going to have to get close to him. Come on, right quick. I'm a child of the King. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. I'm a child of the King. His precious blood has cleansed every stain. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. I need the piano player and song leader to come up here right quick. Piano player and song leader, come up here. Come on. Hey, man, come on right quick. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King. His precious blood has cleansed every stain. Amen. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His precious blood
has cleansed every stain, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can see. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. While they sang tonight, why don't you come on? Let the Lord help you tonight. Come on.
There is a fountain here.